Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday the very first part of Sif Aleph in Simin Tuf Samach Zayin. So just to quickly remind ourselves, yesterday we read the Mechaber from Sif Aleph, Dogun Shnitba Benar O Shnof Alav Mayim. If you have grain over here that was in a river or that was wet with water, Kishem Sh'Osu Li'ochlo Kach, you're not allowed to eat it because it's obviously potentially Chometz. So likewise, Osu L'Kaim, we said you can't keep it, you have to get rid of it. What can you do? Elamoch Yisrael, you're allowed to sell it before Pesach to a Yid, as long as you tell him, as long as you tell him, listen, it's no different than selling him a loaf of bread. Say, listen, this is Chometz, you have to go and eat it before Pesach, because that's allowed. And we did the Mishnah Berurah, Aleph and Beis on this yesterday, and therefore now here's where we pick up. If you're selling this wet grain to a non-Jewish person, kodem haPesach, before Pesach, so you're only allowed to sell it to him, the Mechaber says, mocher ma'at ma'at, you only can sell him a little bit, so sell it to 10 goyim, 5 ounces. So this way, all of these people will not resell it to a Yid. You don't have to be concerned. Kidei sheyichla kodem Pesach. They'll certainly use it up. Even if they sell it to a Yid, he'll eat it before Pesach. It's only a small amount. So in that way, you're allowed to go sell this vadei chometz grain to a non-Jewish person before Pesach, and there's no concern that he'll turn around and sell it back to a Yid because there's only a small amount over here. Therefore, Shema Yachzer Ein Yehudi V'Yikaren Al Yisrael doesn't apply. That's why you're allowed to do this. But if you sell one guy a large amount, there's an excellent chance he'll sell it to a Yid. The Yid will think that this is kosher l'Pesach flour, and it would be a problem. Why is this so? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot and Gimel. Hainu, we're talking here. The afim timtzei lo mar shim karen li Yisrael, because even if the non-Jewish person were to go and sell it to a Yid, yochlenu Yisrael kodem Pesach, since it's such a small amount, mistoma, even if he were to sell it to a Yid, and the Yid thought that it was kosher l'Pesach, still the Yid will probably eat it before Pesach, because it's a small amount. Therefore, however, if it's in the last hour we're allowed to own chametz on Erev Pesach, in the fifth hour of the day, there's no way you'll eat that in that hour, then also limkor lenochri afilu ma'at, then you can't even sell a very small amount of this chametz stick of flour to a non-Jewish person with the concern that he may turn around and sell it to a Yid. Shemoyim karen li Yisrael, also hamad, because he could easily sell it to a Yid who's looking for some flour to bake matzahs for. So therefore, you can't do this. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mikom makom bimkom hefsed meruba." If this would be a huge financial loss for you, then hiskimu kam achronim, and some of the achronim allow the kolz there bistam nochum. That's with a regular non-Jewish person who you really don't know well, and he may sell it to a Yid. Avol nochri shiyodea bo, but if it's a friend of yours, it's a nochri that you know. Shlo yigabo, he's not going to touch it. This is the guy that you sell all your chametz to, and he knows the deal. Rak yishmerenu ad achra Pesach v'yachzirenu lo. He keeps it all. He buys the chametz from you. He knows he sells it back after Pesach, but it's a valid sale. So in this situation, commotion is barred by simon tov memches, as we already explained previously, when you're allowed to sell chametz to a guy. So if that's the case over here, then if there's a financial loss, yochol yisrael limkor lo harbe tuah chametz. You can even sell to this non-Jewish person a lot of this chametz diketua, because you know he's not going to sell it to a Yid. And since you're selling it to the guy owns it, there's no problem of your chametz shovel at Pesach, and therefore that is the Eitzah. Sivkot and Dali, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is all before Pesach. B'shar Yisurim, She'ein Nikor Yisurim, anything else that normally is not recognizable that it's something that's osur, also limkol l'nochri afilu mat mat. You can't sell a nochri a little bit of basar b'chalav, because it's not recognizable that there's a chalav in this basar over here. You're not allowed to sell that to a nochri. Also limkol l'nochri afilu mat mat, even a little bit over here. Why did the rabbis make an exception in regards to this chometz stick of grain? Rakocha di'ika kama sveikos, since not 100% sure that it's really a chometz stick of grain, and maybe he won't sell it to a Yid, and maybe the Yid, even if he buys it, won't eat it on Pesach, therefore hey kelu, therefore he brings that from the achronim that you can be makel over here. The issue footnote number 9 explains from the Chazon Ish, she'ain halosha meduktuk. It's not really exact language over here. She came benosaf l'sofek shebishari surim, in regards to other isurim. Hainu asofek shema yochlenu anochri atzmo shekiyim af bishari surim. Every time, maybe the guy is eating it. The guy doesn't have a problem with basar b'chol. The guy doesn't have a problem with treifas. So ain kan el asofek echad. There's always one sofek. But here, ahu shafi mikrenu yisrael yitochei shochlenu korn pesach. Even if he does sell it to the Yid, maybe the Yid will eat it before Pesach. That's how the Chazon Ish explains it over here. That concludes Sif Aleph. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Dogon ze shenit ba benohar. You have grain over here that has fallen into the river. O shenof lo al mine. Or water fell on top of it. Same as in Sif Aleph. So afa pishalo nizbaka. Even though it hasn't been split, you have to be concerned. Also, you're not allowed to eat it because it may be chametz, even though it doesn't have the physical characteristics. Normally, the split grain would be a sign that it became chametz. So even if it doesn't have the grain split, you have to be concerned over here. The kivon the meinach naiche osile dechimot, because you're letting it sit over here, you're not going and grinding it up right away. So even though it may not be chametz right now because it hasn't split yet, but it will become chametz, and therefore we have to be concerned about this. Let's go now to the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Hey. He says it fell into the river. The mutar levatel dogon zeh berov. Could you take this dogon before Pesach and mix it with other dogon so that there's a rove against it, or at least b'shishim kodem Pesach, so before Pesach there's 60 against it, the shas hetum, because it's perfectly permissible. There's nothing wrong with it. You're allowed to go and take something that's heter and mix it with other things that are heter. So he said, this is a very important question, but we've discussed this already. We previously learned this. Ayin Lel and Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Yudal, Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tov Mem Gimel, Sif Gimel over there in the Mishnah Berurah. That's a very important question. Go back to those shiurim where there's a detailed discussion about it. Siv Katan Vav, the Mishnah Berurah says, Shenof lo mayim, or that water came on it. Afilamat, even a little bit of water. And he says, Ayin in the Bir Halacha for further discussion of this. So if you look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Dogon Zeshinit Ba, the Chav Chaim says, he brings out from the Beis Yosef, the Yesh Mechalkim Bein Chitim L'Sorim Binyin Zeh. There are those that distinguish over here between whether the water fell on barley or whether the water fell on wheat. And he says, umidistam ha-mechaber, to the fact that the chaber didn't make any distinction, he just said dogon, grains, it seems that the mechaber is mashma, the sirile, the kol mine dogon, dinam shava, that the mechaber doesn't distinguish between different types of dogon. Barley, wheat, they're all the same. If it fell on it, it's osur. This bir halacha continues all the way later on, daf, ayin aleph amud beis, where he says, this is also the opinion of the Taz. And skipping down a little bit, he says, V'da'ot, the Beis Yosef is the Yesh Poskim Shesorim, the Yesh Chiluk, being Shriya Meruba, Lizlifa Muetes. Besides the difference between the different grains, there are some Poskim that say it depends on how much water spilled on it, whether you had just a little bit or whether you had a lot. However, again, a Mechaber saw some of that. The Mechaber didn't make any distinctions whether there's a little bit or not. And ultimately, if you go down further in this Bir HaLoch, the Chofetz Chaim says, he brings down from the Bir Chodosh, and he says, L'chatchilo pshito sheish lezor afilu b'zlifim wetes, you should be machmer over here, and even be concerned if a little bit of water came on it, and that's the Bir Chodosh's opinion, and he says, it's mashma from the Beis Meir, de b'di'evet, b'mokom hefse merubah yesh l'smochoseh, that you can rely maybe upon the more lenient opinions, only in a case of hefse merubah, but otherwise you should be choshesh, even for a small amount that fell on it. The issue footnote number 10 brings down over here, that the Beis Yosef brings the words of the Ran in the name of the Ra'ah, and he says, Shema Shemuva in the Gemara in Psachim, Shehabikua hu simin l'chimutz, that the split grain is a sign that it became chametz, the grain became chametz. He says that's only true by barley, Ein ze ela besorim, avo b'chitim, but by wheat, kivan sheyesh len sadak mitchilas b'yosem, they have some sort of a crack in them. That's the way they're made. So he says, Afim nidme shehen lo baku, even if they haven't split open, yitochen shehis baku, they will split open. Vein habikua nikar, and it's just not recognizable yet. And therefore, you have to be concerned about it. He then brings another explanation. He says, Pa'om chitim machmitzos, afa pishen misbaku. He says they could be chomets, even if they haven't split yet, because lefisha lecharifus hachomets yesh mokum lotzeis, because the chomets aspect of it has this crack to go out of, and therefore it doesn't fully split. And therefore, Ladaito, Din Dogon Shetova, Sha'osur, Afilu Lo Boka, is only talking about the Chitim. But the Sorim, which normally are going to split open, they're only Osir if they're actually split open. So again, there are distinctions possibly, even though the Mechaber didn't bring them down, between wheat and barley. There's your footnote number 11, brings down an interesting halacha. He says, are you allowed to go and plant wheat or other Chameshis Mini Dogon, any of the grains, Somuch L'chak, right before the Yontif of Pesach? So he brings down from Shelves Shuvas Shivas Zion, and he says, Sha'af api shekodem shachito near keves ba'adam hi machmitzo. He says the normal way is that this grain over here, the chita that you put into the ground, it's going to split open and become chametz before it grows into a new grain of wheat. He says even though it becomes chametz, at that point it's not roi l'achilas kelev anymore when it's in the ground. And he says, similarly, the Chassam Sofer agrees, and he says, the minog is mashinogim l'mochum l'nochrim. He says, the minog is still to better go and sell this grain that you planted to a nochri. The Shelus Shuvah Shalom Meshiv also agrees for a different reason that you're allowed to go and plant this. However, he brings down for the Mar Mashiach, she also lasos kain. You're not allowed to go and plant this stuff right before Pesach. Because the grain that you put into the ground, because you're wetting it, etc., becomes chametz before it grows into a stalk of wheat and before it's ruined. And it's royal achilas kelev. And he brings that as well from the Shelus Shuvah Yehuda Yala, she also lasos kain. So therefore, either you have to sell it, that was the etzah that we gave before, or don't plant it right before Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Zayin tells us, even though it hasn't split, you have to be concerned that it became chametz. She says, "Hinei b'sif tes kosav l'mchaber af b'shalun nisbaka mamish." It hasn't split at all. The Hainu afshinis rakicha shekrovos nisbaka, even though it's soft and it's about to split. V'kan shina l'shona, but here he uses a different lashon. He says, "Because of af b'shalun nisbaka, it hasn't split." And that's the teacher's law roast to Alpha Bishalonis Rachach Klal Gamkinos. He says, even if it doesn't look like it's about to split, if it's wet, you have to be concerned. That's the Mechaber's Stam opinion over here. For any type of grain, for any amount of water, you have to be concerned. And the reason is, Sivkot and Ches, the Kivon de Meinach Naichi. He wrote Salomar, what he's telling us over here is, after Linyan Lasisa, in regards to chewing on the grains, we said, Yesh Boshim de Sfiruluhu, the Ain Osir Elo Imke Nisbaku. There we said that it doesn't become Chametz unless it actually splits. Ya Koponim, Ba'inan Lukuli Amoshu, Kurovus Lisbakeya, and it has to be certainly almost ready to split in order for it to become Chametz. Shiny Hossam, there it's different. The Be'ais Lasisa, at the time that you're moistening it over there, Osik boy, you're chewing it. They don't maniach chametz, and it can't become chametz because you're working on it. Mashen king hacha here, it's just wet. The menach nechi, and you're letting it sit, so therefore it will definitely become chametz. Sivkot and chetz, you have to be concerned that it's going to become chametz. Chimutz, sivkot and tes, the Mishbur says, v'davko b'dishahar shir mil. That's only if after it became wet, you didn't work on it or didn't grind it up in the amount of time it takes to walk a mil, the 18 minutes. Avolim lo shahar adayin shir mil, but if it didn't yet pass 18 minutes, then it's not by definition chametz, and therefore even if this happened on Pesach, quickly go sell it to a guy right away, call the mishar shir mil before the 18 minutes, and in this way you didn't own it while it was chametz. But the Mishnah Berurah says this is only v'davka amanas lecho tekev, the guy is going to eat it right away, as the Chavetz Chaim brings down the Shaar Tzion Osi Dalit. He brings this from the Makor Chaim, and he says the reasoning is kadesh loyva lim kol yisrael, so he shouldn't then go turn it around and sell it back to a yid. So if he's going to eat it right away, and it's not yet the 18 minutes, then it's okay. Tishu footnote number 40 brings down, currently Yisrael. Hey, maybe he's going to go sell it to Yisrael after it becomes chametz. So the Makor Chaim brings down, the reason you can't go and sell it to the guy over here isn't because he may turn around and sell it to a yid and you'll be over lifnei iver. Because the guy that buys is technically allowed to assume that it's kosher. Elatam, the reason is, because you mean mevatel nisul chachila. What is that? Because when you give it to him, it's, so to say, mixed in with all the rest of the grain in the world. And that's called mevatel isul chachila. That's why you're not allowed to do it. That's why before it became usur, you're allowed to do this to sell it to the guy. Because at that point, it is mutter, therefore there's no consideration of mevatel isul chachila. The Mishnah Berurah continues down and he says, Akum Sh'omal Yisrael, Achar Shekon Mimenu Achitim Shem Lesusim. If you go and purchase from a non-Jewish person, Chitim, and he says that they are moistened over here, Eino Nemon, that he's not believed, Vafilum Hu Mesiach Lepisumo, and even if he's just telling you, Stam, he wasn't even planning on telling you this, you hear him talking, Kivin Sh'omar Zeh La'achar Shemochram Yotz Mitachas Yodo, since it's after it's in your possession already, you don't have to believe him. He doesn't have an Emonis. Miu, however, but if you do trust him and he's telling you what you think is the truth, then also, then it's moistened, then you're not allowed to, it's chametz. And even if he's not just stop talking, if he's telling you, no, listen, you should know this grain has been moistened, so then if you trust him, you have to believe him and you're not allowed to go and use it. The Ramah now says, Hagah. Therefore, one should be very careful that his grains don't get wet, not from rain, not from water, that's sprinkled on them. Make sure your grains don't get wet. Because in that situation, they're going to become asur, whether they're split or not, as we pointed out. Furthermore, the Ramah says, if you have grain that is in your attic, and that's underneath the roof, and some of the rain came through the roof, you don't have a very good roof, in some places, and those got wet, So also shenislach l'chu asuros, the grains over there that became wet, they're also, they're potentially chametz. However, avol shar makomos, but the other places underneath the roof that didn't get wet, mutar l'ashol son, mikol svek sveiko. You can keep them, they're not asur on Pesach, because of the svek sveiko. Number one, shemol lo yodu alem shaman, maybe they didn't get wet with the rain. And even, imtim tzeloma yardu, maybe they did get wet with the rain, shemol lo nismat l'nischamtu, maybe they didn't become chametz. And therefore, the svek sveiko allows you to go and keep it on Pesach. However, you can't, because it's an Issa Deraisa. The Lomahani Svek Sveka, he brings out from the Ogur and the Kobo that an Issa Deraisa doesn't go away because of a Svek Sveka over here. Let's look inside the Mishnah Berurah of Karn Yod. He says, that when the roof leaked over here, it has to be a significant enough leak. If only a little bit of water or sheleg, snow came through and ran on the grain. Before it was ground up, and he knows that place, so all you have to do is remove yigrof achitim ayon, just remove the wheat that's over there, and everything else is mutter, you don't have to be concerned. Sivkot Yud Aleph, why isn't the Svek Sveka going to work over here? He says, Ein and Achronim Sheskimu, the Ein Lahachmir Bezer, Rak Bemokum Shein Hefsed Bishios and Achar Pesach. He says, you should only do this, you should be Machmir and not rely upon the Svek Sveka over here, is if you keep it till after Pesach, won't cause you any financial loss. But if it's going to cause you a significant loss, then you don't have to. But Malcolm Hefsid, Omeniyah Simchas Yontav, or it's not a financial loss, but you won't have any other grain for Pesach, and you're going to have a lousy Pesach, Yesh Lahatir Apachilu. Then technically, you not only can you keep it, it's not Chomet Shavah, it's a Pesach because of the Chomet Shavah, because of the Svek Sveka, but it's even allowed to be eaten in this situation, because the bottom line is, it really isn't Chomet, it's a Svek Sveka. The issue footnote number 15 brings down Dafko ba'ofen shiyardu gushama ahagarin. That's only the rain fell onto the seeds. Avalam yardu ala rima schitim shehem adayim b'shibolim b'kashim. But if it fell onto the stalks when they were fully in their stalk form, so then we'll learn in Sivkot and Tezvav she'ein achitim shebe'emtza harima asuros. The wheat in the middle of the pile isn't going to be asur, because even if there was a lot of rain that fell on it, the straw, the chaff, all the other stuff that surrounds the seeds, which is what you're making into the wheat over here, into the grain, monim esamayim, they'll prevent the water from getting into the middle of this pile over here, and therefore nikar shel yardu amayim l'sham, and therefore we can testify, say for certain, that there's no water over there. Now, svek sveka shel isu mashu, the Ramah said in sif yud beis shemutter, even to eat it, and that's what we're relying upon over here. With this, we conclude today's share.